Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now I'm here interviewing somebody very special who's from Italy called Lucia Marchetti, and she's a postdoctoral researcher in astronomy and astrophysics, but she's also the project manager of a very, very interesting project, an art project actually, which has an exhibition at the Zico Museum, which you all must go and see, and she's here to tell us all about it. Good afternoon, Lucia.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Now, it's an art exhibition, but it's about astronomy. You must tell us all about it.
Yeah, I want to call it like an art meets science project, effectively, because it's an art expression, but the content is also dealing with the science and astronomy, effectively. So the name of the exhibition is Gemelli Ham. I'm sorry, I'm Italian. You have to apologize for my Afrikaans, which means a heavenly body. The complete name is Gemelli Ham, or the attempt to be here now.
The attempt to be
here now. And it has two components. It has one indoor exhibition that has photographic exhibition and video installation, as well as an outdoor exhibition in the company garden, where you can just walk through 20 pictures that we have put spread it around the company garden. Each picture has some content and some citation from the people that has been engaged in the pictures and the places that we are, you know, describing.
So now the interesting thing about this exhibition is that it's not actually about the science of astronomy at all, is it?
Well, no, it's more on the inspirational side that astronomy can engage into people. So basically we are trying to tell the story, the stories that are linked with the history of astronomy in South Africa, but through the land, through the word of mouth of the community that lives around telescopes like in Sutherland or in Carnarvon or here in Cape Town at SAO. So we are trying to collect their experience about space, what they know, even living just outdoor, you know, of a major astronomical facility, effectively.
So you've been around interviewing people in Sutherland and
yes,
Carnarvon and the places where we have these big observatories.
Yes.
And there's two artists, is that right?
Yes, so the creator of the project are two artists, one Italian, and his name is Tommaso Fiscaletti, which you have seen around. He has had exhibition in previous year in South Africa. And the other one is Nick Grobler, who is a South African artist, and he had a very famous exhibition in the Company Garden a few years ago about bicycle portraits. You might have seen it already. And they are actually the soul of the project, because they have the artistic mind and eye that we need to actually explore this connection between human and sky.
So the artists have been traveling around interviewing people in the communities around the observatories and the people who work at the observatories.
Yes.
About their feelings about the observatories and why they enjoy astronomy or what they know about astronomy.
Yeah, and effectively when they interview the people working at the observatory, these people are effectively scientists, so they are telling what they effectively do and what are the science that are engaging as well. So you have this parallelism between just the feeling of astronomy and also the story of what is effectively doing astronomy means.
And this is all done in a very artistic way, so there's beautiful pictures to see.
Yes, so we have an important curator for the exhibition, which is Filippo Maggia. He's an Italian curator that wants to bring the exhibition abroad as well. So we will have the history of astronomy of South Africa traveling around the world thanks to this project. And so people that might just like art and not just engaging with science would actually come across some science just accidentally looking to our exhibition.
And if Fine Music Radio listeners wish to visit the exhibition, where and when?
So the company garden is already up there. It started on the 1st of March and it will close on the 22nd of May, while the exhibition at the Zico South African Museum is starting tomorrow night with a small event, but effectively will run from the 9th of March, so Friday, this Friday, till the 22nd of April.
That's Friday, that's today, and then so tomorrow people can go and,
yes,
and have a look.
Yes, Friday today.
Yes, that's wonderful. So there we have a bit of art and astronomy combined. How wonderful. Thank you very much for telling us all about it, Lucia Marchetti.
You're welcome.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.